Good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in with the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy. And we have a very special friend joining us this morning, Mr. Jordan Feliz on the line. Jordan, how you doing?
Doing very well. Good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really our pleasure. We're super excited about you coming in for Winter Jam. That's this Friday. It's going to be awesome. $15 at the door. But we've got some questions, some Winter Jam related, some not so much. We're hoping that you can kind of open our minds and our eyes to the reality of what it is to be a Christian music star.
All right, Jordan, you've been nominated three times. You won once at the Dove Awards. Is it truly an honor just to be nominated, or can you literally hear the disappointment when someone's name isn't called at the Dove Awards?
Oh, man. You know, for me, there's never really any disappointment in it. And it's not because I'm not like honored to be nominated or to win. My wife and I, we talk about this all the time, that awards are always super, super cool and that it's an honor. But ultimately, it's not why we do this. And it's not, you know, where our hope or our treasure is found in any of that. For me, it's not really disappointing. It's always more exciting for me to see someone else. When I did win New Artist of the Year, I mean, I was very honored and very taken by surprise, too. I got told early on in my career that by somebody that Kirk Franklin had called them and said, "Hey, you got robbed last night. I know I won, but just understand that that is not why we do this." And I thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
That is awesome.
Wow.
I would love a phone call from Kirk Franklin. I would immediately have him record my voicemail message.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be all shouty, too. Yeah. Like, "You reached Josh's phone!"
I'd just be smiling.
Exactly.
Jordan, you and your wife have a second child on the way. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, we're so excited. I can't even begin to tell you how excited we are.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but Nancy has two kids. I have two kids. The transition from one child to two is literally the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. If you think it's hard, it's way harder than you think. What are you guys doing to prepare? Like, how are you guys getting ready?
You know what we did? We did probably the dumbest thing you could do. We got a puppy.
Oh
my gosh, that's the worst idea ever.
Human babies are easier. Yeah. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. My wife is currently, in her mind, this is practice.
Yeah.
That's what she keeps telling me. She's literally at home. And so we didn't get like any normal puppy. Of course, we got the biggest puppy. Like we bought a giant breed. So he's a Newfoundland.
Oh, you got a Newfie. They're beautiful.
Awesome.
And sweet and great with kids.
Those are beautiful.
They're amazing with families, amazing with kids. But he is a monster. I mean, he's literally, we have a Border Collie, Queensland, Australian Shepherd mix. And he's like 40 pounds. And our new puppy, Trimble, who's a Newfoundland, he's 15 weeks old, and he's already bigger and heavier than he is.
Just put a saddle on him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. So it's my wife. In fact, yesterday she was texting me all day. I think he actually is taking a big liking to me a little bit over Jamie right now. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I leave, he kind of just acts like an absolute terror. You know what I mean? Like, he is just like in the house and he's pottying in the house, and it creates a ton of work for Jamie. And so she was venting to me yesterday and she was like, "I feel like this is what two is going to be like." And I was like, "I'm so sorry."
That is hilarious. Hey, little word of advice that my vet gave me, because we recently got a puppy/beast in the house. And she said a good large dog is a tired large dog. So encourage Jamie to like grab the jogging stroller and just let the dog pull it. You know,
there
she's
you go.
Pregnant, Nancy.
Well, that's why you let the dog do all the work.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure a little girl would probably love that too.
You wrote Beloved after having your first child. Any new songs coming out for number two?
I finished the record before we knew number two was going to happen.
Okay.
So there are no songs that are essentially about him yet, but I'm sure that there will be some in the works pretty soon.
Do you have any leading baby names picked out already?
Yeah, we actually already have our name.
What's
crazy?
Are you sharing his name or no? I don't want to spoil the surprise if you're holding on to it.
No, totally. Well, we kind of had a girl. We had two girl names and two boy names, and they were all codependent on one another. So because we chose the name Jolie for our little girl, we had Jonah and Judah for boy names, and because we chose an O name for girl, we chose a U name for boy, so we're going to name him Judah.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Biblical, but
yeah.
Sweet, still kind of folksy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Good job. We approve.
You have our blessing.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You're so welcome.
Jordan, if you don't mind, we're going to play a little game we call the Life Songs Lightning Round, where we throw some options out at you, and you just have to, stream of consciousness, answer as quickly and honestly as possible, okay?
Oh, okay.
Most of them are about politics and stuff like that, so
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
they're
no.
not.
Okay.
They're real easy. We'll start off real simple. Strawberry or raspberry jam in honor of winter jam?
Oh, strawberry.
Warm sandy beach or rustic mountain cabin?
Warm sandy beach.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Name one instrument you can't play but wish you could.
Probably an organ.
Hip-hop or rock?
Oh, hip-hop.
What's one interesting thing about your California hometown?
Oh...
You live there. How about that?
Not anymore. He's in Nashville now.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's the interesting thing about it. It's terrible.
No, okay. Interesting thing. It's one of the only ways to get to the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Skateboard or rollerblades?
Oh, skateboard all the way.
And who is your favorite superhero?
Oh my gosh. This one's always hard because I don't really have a favorite one. I think Batman's pretty cool.
Batman's a safe answer. I keep waiting for somebody in Christian music to say, you know, I think Deadpool, and then everyone commits to judging them. I think that'd be really funny.
Yeah. I can't imagine. That's like the worst thing. I feel like I kind of feel lame about not knowing very much about superheroes. You know, I don't know why, I just don't. I've watched like The Dark Knight and like all those movies, which are like absolutely terrifying, but also kind of cool too. The reason why I'm like, yeah, Batman's cool. He's like some random dude that just decided that he's going to change a city, you know?
I mean, you don't have to be into superheroes.
Yeah.
You are a rock star. You're a musician.
I was going to say, for real.
Your superheroes are other musicians. Like if you had to pick one other musician from any of all time that inspires you as if it were Superman, who would you say it is?
Oh man, this one's an easy one. I don't know if you'll know who it is, but his name's Ryan Tedder.
I don't. Tell me about it.
Yeah, he is the singer of a band called One Republic.
Okay,
we know One Republic.
They're down here in New Orleans all the time.
He's like literally, I followed his career for actually a really long time randomly. I had a friend back home that worked with him really early on before even One Republic had started, and he had written some songs, and I loved his voice, and I loved like what he was producing, and I've kind of just followed it, and I'm just kind of a super fan, so...
Man, Jordan, thank you for hanging out with us. Brighten our day up a lot.
Definitely.
Oh, man, thank y'all. You guys have brightened my day, literally kind of made my day today. So thank you guys so much. Super excited. You know what's crazy? I've never actually been to New Orleans, like the city. I've only been like on an outskirt and never actually been to New Orleans. So I'm kind of pumped that we're going to be there.
That's cool. Are you coming in on Thursday or Friday? Because I know the show's on Friday. If you can get any extra time, get here early.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, call us. We'll take you out.
Yeah, it's just a cool city. And then I think you guys have to go to Memphis like the next night. So
yeah, seriously. I'm going to try to get in early so that there'll be hang sessions.
Awesome, man.
Would love that. And God bless you and your new addition, Trembly. Is that his name? Trimble?
Trimble.
Yeah,
Trimble.
You're thinking about the dog. I'm thinking about Judah. Like you said, he's got a baby coming along. Like,
Judah's not here yet. He's coming.
Yeah, he's not here. He's close.
Like you said, your wife is being prepared right now. Thank you, Trimble.
He is. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you guys so much. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Bye, Jordan. Thank you.
All right, y'all. See you.